The University of Virginia's Board of Visitors has a special meeting scheduled for tomorrow. It's widely believed that supporters on the board of ousted President Teresa Sullivan have the necessary votes to reinstate her. About 1,500 supporters of Sullivan rallied yesterday on the lawn to keep up the pressure for her return. And joining us live this morning is George Cohen, who chairs UVA's Faculty Senate. Professor, you surprised at the outpouring and support for President Sullivan?
No, I'm not surprised at all. President Sullivan has been a very popular president. She has worked very hard to bring all the various constituencies of the university on board to what she's trying to do. We were all behind her and ready to stay with her and implement her ideas, and all of a sudden the rug got pulled out from under her, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a response to that.
Now, to the best of your knowledge, did this all of a sudden just happen, or has this been brewing?
Well, as far as just about everyone associated with the university, except for a few select members of the board and maybe some others, this was a complete surprise and a complete shock, and we have no idea, really, to this day, what the board was thinking. They've made public some statements about their justifications, but mostly those are statements of problems that the university has, which we all agree on. We thought that President Sullivan was the best person to help us work through those problems.
You think this episode has damaged UVA across the country?
I think that there's a lot of concern being expressed across the country. A lot of people are watching what is happening. But I think that if the board does the right thing tomorrow and reinstates President Sullivan, UVA can emerge from this stronger than ever.
What are you hearing? Have you been contacted by any of the board members? Have you contacted them to get a sense of what this vote might turn out to be tomorrow?
I have not been in any contact with the board members since the Executive Council of the Senate had a meeting with Rector Dragas the morning that they had their vote to appoint the interim president. So we have not been in contact with the board, and that's part of the problem, that there hasn't been sufficient communication, I think, between the board and the various constituencies. So the board, I think, is talking to people, and there are certainly people who are talking to them, but it's not the faculty right now. There may be individual faculty members talking to board members. And certainly we're doing our best to make our positions known, but I think that's one of the things that needs to improve is the communication.
Does this come down to a battle over how schools, universities are managed?
You know, I think that may be part of what is going on and why this case is drawing so much interest across the country. So I think that is an issue. But I think these are issues that affect higher education across the board. There are things that need to be worked out. There is no magic solution to any of these problems. And our view is we all need to work on this together and try to find some solutions that work for everyone.
Between now and the vote tomorrow, will the faculty be lobbying in any way?
The faculty is going to, we plan to have people attend in a vigil tomorrow during the board meeting. We are working behind the scenes to try to get as much support as we can. I think we've already demonstrated a huge amount of support for President Sullivan. We've been trying to keep this positive and constructive and make the discussion rational and all that kind of thing. So we're going to continue in that vein, and hopefully the board will do the right thing tomorrow.
Professor, thank you. Good to talk to you. And as you mentioned, it's getting a lot of attention, including from us. We'll follow it closely. George Cohen chairs UVA's Faculty Senate.